Chapter 1. The distant crowing of a rooster, loud and clear, broke through the chilly night air. It was odd to hear it at this hour, with the sky pitch black and the world asleep. "Ugh, what's Dave the rooster up to now?" I muttered, trying to shift the weight of the heavy wooden jack-in-the-box Darren and I were lugging. With every step, the oversized spring inside the box made the wooden Santa bob up and down, as if he, too, were chuckling at our predicament. "I've no clue, Violet. Dave's usually quiet until the sun comes up. But right now, let's just focus on getting this thing to the park," Darren replied, out of breath and panting slightly. The sand crunched beneath our boots as we hurried along the beach path, doing our best to stay out of sight. With every passing minute, I felt the weight of our secret responsibility as a pair of Holiday Junction's secret merrymakers. The Jingle Junction Jamboree was just days away, and we had to place this giant holiday sign to mark the grand finale. Our destination was Holiday Park, a magical place during the Christmas season. Even from a distance, as we rounded the seaside sidewalk that went up the path from the sea to the downtown area, I could make out the lights of the massive tree that stood in the fountain's usual place. The cold, crisp air seemed to still for a moment. Then, a sudden and surprisingly close rooster cry sounded, making both of us halt in our tracks. Dave's crowing, louder and more insistent this time, sent a shiver down my spine. "Why does it sound like he's right around the corner?" I whispered, my breath turning to fog in the winter air. "That's just impossible, Violet. Dave's post is by the airport. He shouldn't be anywhere near here." Darren squinted into the darkness, trying to spot any sign of the infamous rooster. "He could have gotten out of Diffie's office," I said. Knowing Diffie Delk, Dave's owner, had an office in the business district just a few blocks north of here. The festive lights from the park bathed the area in a soft, multicolored beam, creating a whimsical contrast to our current mystery. It was supposed to be a quiet, covert mission. Just place the sign, then retreat into the shadows, and let the townspeople enjoy the magic of the Jingle Junction Jamboree. The tension grew with every crow from Dave. "I've heard rumors," Darren began, a mischievous glint in his eye, "that Dave isn't your ordinary rooster. Some say he's got a sixth sense, like he knows things." I chuckled, shaking my head. "Now you're just trying to make me more spooked than I already am. Come on, let's move. We're almost at the park." With renewed urgency, we quickened our pace. Out of the corner of my eye, I caught a glimpse of the lake. The swan paddle boats had cute light-up wreaths draped on them. They looked like they were dressed for a Christmas party. As we passed the amphitheater, I saw it appeared to be awaiting its Christmas pageant, and the scent of pine and cinnamon filled the air. "Pay attention." Darren brought my focus back to the task at hand. "We have to get this sign up. I've got a final in about 4 hours." Darren had decided to go back to law school. Over the past few months, he had been studying so hard for his final semester that we just never figured our merrymaker duties into his schedule. Being the merrymaker wasn't just any tradition. It was the tradition. "We're nearly there," Darren whispered as we approached the park, the distant sound of waves crashing to the shore, now entwined with Dave's cock-a-doodle-doos. Holiday Park served as a charming ending to downtown. Nestled at its very edge, the park melded seamlessly into the town's vibrant heart. From where we stood, the distant luminescence from the town's boutique shops sparkled like stars. Along the main street, vintage carriage lights bathed the pathway in a warm, inviting halo.